Elk. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gerard Curry. I'm so glad you've joined us today. We've been talking about the power of a godly vision and vision for your own life's purpose. We've looked at three ways so far on how to find the vision to propel us towards that purpose that God has in place for us. We looked at number one, we need to learn to walk with God. Number two, we need to surrender our will to God's just like Jesus did. And number three, we said, obey what you already know of God's will. Now, God's will is His will and testament, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so we need to learn the Word of God. But we're going to continue today, so let's join the service.
The fourth one is pay attention to how God has wired you. Pay attention to how God has wired you. God has created you to fulfill a specific role in this world. You can't fulfill what my part is, and I cannot fulfill your part. Every one of us have got something that God wants us to fulfill. I don't care if you're male, female, black, white, pink, or purple. I don't care where you were born. Makes no difference which nation you come from. God, for every person on the planet, has got something that they've been given that they have a role in this world to fulfill. Everyone. There's not one person left out. Not one. That includes you. Point to yourself and say, me too. And your children, and your children's children, your great-great-grandchildren. Amen? And so we've all got this thing that God's put in our lives. Now, you might find you've got a natural flair or an ability to do certain things. I mean, I know people who can do things with their hands that I can't. I know people who can do things with computers and technology that I can't. I know people who can do things with food that I can't. I mean, there's so many different things on the planet, and poetry and artistry and all kinds of things, and God gives you a talent and a gift, and sometimes more than one.
More than one.
But you've got to watch out that you don't become jack of all trades and master of none, because sometimes we get so many talents that we try to micromanage everything in our life. I've been guilty of that. And so I've got to get out of that and just focus on the main call of my life. We've got to focus on the majors and not on the minors. And so we've all been given gifts and talents. Every one of us have got something you can do that I can't do. You've got something that you like that I don't like. I mean, people that walk past and they see something dirty outside and they straighten it and fix it up. Not everyone does that. What's that? Something God put inside the people. And when we start doing what God's put inside of us, and we hone that gift, and we start to do it to the best of our ability, God starts to reveal plans for our life. And so the gifts that were placed inside of each and every one of us will enable you to fulfill your purpose. See, I had a gift of speaking to people. The devil tried to stop me. When I was young, I was the shyest person in the world. And I've told you this. I used to hide behind the door and look through the crack to speak to the people. I mean, talk about shy. I was just stupid shy. If I walked into a room full of people, I wouldn't walk in. The devil tried to shut me up. And he'll try to stop you as well. And he'll have well-meaning people telling you, well, that's no good. You know, that's not going to really amount to much. Why don't you do something else? No, you do what God called you to do. And you know what? You know what's wrong? We ask children when they're growing up, what do you want to be? That's nice to ask. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a nurse. I want to be a this and that. That's nice to do. But how about saying, what do you think God wants you to be?
That's right.
Sometimes parents push children into things that they shouldn't be in.
That's right.
I know a girl, she was pushed into becoming a psychologist. She hated every second of it. But she had to please dad. Hated it. People who played tennis. And I want to play tennis. My son, I've tried to get him to play golf. He's brilliant. I mean, he hits a golf ball, Jim, further than you and I put together. And he's got a better swing. He's 16. I don't like golf. I took him for lessons. He says, I want to pastor. I said, you can pastor and play golf. In fact, if you're a pastor, you better play golf. That's a joke. But he doesn't like golf. And I know he would be a great success if he took it on. But you've got to have the passion and the heart for it. So if God didn't put golf in him, we haven't pushed him, ask him. I mean, he's typical 16-year-old. Ooh, did you see that Lamborghini? I want a Lamborghini. I said, play golf. Ferrari, Lamborghini. McLaren, whatever he loves. Play golf, you'll make a lot of money. But you've got to do what's inside of you. Because when you're doing what's inside of you, there's a passion. You can't stop. I'll talk about Miss Angie over here. She's got passion for business like I haven't seen. Passion. And she gets up and down. But she just keeps going. She tries this, nope, tries that, nope. That's an ability inside of her that God's put inside of her to do something for herself, to encourage and improve the world. And everything that we do that God's put in us will improve someone's life. And so you can't stop her because it's a burning desire. All you business people, there's a passion. There's a passion. And you fall down, but you're going to get back up again and you're going to go again. And you're going to fall down maybe again, but you're going to get up and go again. Why? Because there's a passion. God put it in you. God put it in you. You think about Edison. I mean, if he stopped after the 4,999 mistake and his passion didn't carry him through, we'd be looking at me in candlelight. Yeah. Amen. And Alexander Bell, he had my wife in mind when he created the phone. All right, now. She does a lot of business on the phone. And so these gifts vary from person to person. And you can have more than one talent, more than one gift. But you've got to sometimes, you know, Bjorn Borg was a great tennis player back in my day. Bjorn Borg won 6 Wimbledons in a row and 5, so much. And he was a brilliant tennis player. But he was great at ping pong, table tennis. He was great at ice hockey. He was great at soccer. And he was great at tennis. And you know, he said, I could have done any of those well, but God, well, he didn't say God, I'm saying God, thank goodness, got him to focus on the one. He dropped the others. He did them as just recreational for fun occasionally, but he focused on tennis and became the number one seed for, I don't know, 10 years. So if you've got more than one passion, find the leading one. Find out what you're most passionate about. What are you most passionate for? What do you keep doing? What floats your boat? When you start finding out what is it that gets me moving, what makes me want to go, you're going to start going through the cycle here, and your passion will not allow you to stop. And it'll give purpose to all the trash that you have to go through. Not everybody that's successful didn't get there by some bumps and burns and people pulling them down and people coming against them. But when you've got passion, it gives purpose to all of that. Come on. Hallelujah. And so you have to have something to offer the community. Whatever you've got inside of your life is going to better and is going to add value to humanity. God's put something inside. If it's poetry, you can add value to someone's life, millions of people's lives. If it's music, you can add value. If it's cooking, if it's accounting, no matter what the vision is, no matter what your talent is that God's given you, no matter what it is, it should be able to add value to other people's lives. Even an accountant. Come on. It gives value to people's lives because God is in the people business. I know some pastors who say, if it wasn't for people, I'd love my job. God is a people person. He created people. Moses said, kill him. Remember Moses said, kill him. God said, I feel like it sometimes. Remember that? They had that conversation. People can be ornery. Any of you met any ornery people? And so a personal search and discovery of your talents and gifts is a great way of locating your purpose. What is it that you like? And once you start finding the things that stir you, You don't have to be in the fivefold ministry on the altar. You don't have to have the Bible in your hand preaching to people. Leave that job to the fivefold, and when you get opportunity, mention God and bring, show them the love of Christ. Don't show them condemnation and how great you are because you know three scriptures. And so there is no one else who can achieve completely what God has purposely created you to do. Nobody else can do what you're created to do. Nobody on this planet can. I mean, think, well, how's that possible? Well, how's it possible we all got different thumbprint, fingerprints? How's that possible? How is that you? How is it possible we all got different DNA? I mean, come on, how is it even possible? Well, all I know is with God, all things are possible. So there's no one else that can do what you can do. You are specifically chosen. And you're chosen for now. There's nobody else that can do what you're called to do. You are called with a specific purpose and a specific plan to encourage the world in some way, form, shape, or manner. You don't have to be on the altar. You don't have to be Bible punching. And your job is a spiritual job. Your talents and gifts, should I say. Can you say amen? Amen. The Apostle Peter gives us this admonition. Look what he says in 1 Peter 4:10. God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other. Amen. Passing on to others God's many kinds of blessing. God doesn't just bless one way. He blesses many ways. He doesn't just make one color. He made many colors. He didn't make just one fish. He made many fish. He didn't make just one whatever. He made many. He's a many-faceted God. Amen. Amen. And he's saying, yeah, God has given each of you special abilities. Say, I've got some special abilities in my life. Now say it like you mean it. Come on. Yeah. And say, and I'm going to use them to improve humanity in some way. Now watch what he says. You've all got some special ability, something. Be sure to use them to help each other. Passing on to others God's many kinds of blessings. Wow. And so God has gifted every one of us to perform a special mission. Every one of us a special mission to perform. Amen. And it does not necessarily mean I have to be in the fivefold ministry. We are here in the fivefold to train you to go and do what God's created you to do. That's right. Amen. And you were alone created to do what you're going to do. Amen. I mean, how amazing is that? Are you serious? You mean God actually knows me? Listen, he knows the amount of hair you got on your head. I guarantee you, your wife or your husband doesn't. Come on. Does your wife love you? Everyone, let me see your hands, man. Does your wife love you?
Yes.
Okay. Woman, does your husband love you? Let me see.
Saying yes.
Okay, right. Ask him how many hairs you've got on your head. Ask him. Now listen, if he's bald. She guessed right. She said none. No, no, listen. Now listen, God knows the follicles inside of the head. So does God really care about me? Yes, he does. Does he have the special plan? Yes, he does. He has got a great special plan for you. Come on, we're going to find our plan and purpose. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y magnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured.